You could do a lot of damage with your tongue, especially today, much more than at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So we actually pay money to learn how to talk, how to be eloquent, how to choose our words, but we don't learn how to be quiet. What else throws people in hellfire on their faces except what their tongues bring back? And this skill, this ibadah of silence, is one that is seldom followed today. It is important to understand that it's an ibadah and that it's a skill, because in another hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَكْثَرُ خَطَايَ ابْنِ آدَمَ فِي لِسَانِهِ. Most of the sins of the child of Adam are in his tongue. Most of the sins of the child of Adam come from his tongue. And he said in another hadith, وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى مَنَاخِرِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. What else throws people in hellfire on their faces except what their tongues bring back, the harvest of their tongues? So if this tongue, this small instrument in our body, is so dangerous, how come we have not learned how to restrain it? You see us on the one hand learning, not only learning, but paying money to learn how to talk. This is how you can conduct or pass an interview. You learn what to say. This is how you could be a better public speaker. This is how you can convince people. This is how you can win friends. This is how you can influence others to believe what you believe. So we actually pay money to learn how to talk, how to be eloquent, how to choose our words. But we don't learn how to be quiet. We don't learn how to be silent. We don't appreciate silence and what it brings to us. And we have no control over it. And we don't understand how catastrophic it could be, especially today. Because it's the easiest thing today to turn on your phone, face your camera, and say whatever you want to say, whether you understand or not, whether you know or not, whether it's beneficial or not, you record it, you broadcast it. Hundreds, thousands, millions of people potentially could hear that, and you're responsible for it. And these things could cause tremendous harm. They could incite riots. They could cause the killing of other people. They could assassinate their reputation. You could do a lot of damage with your tongue, especially today, much more than at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So if that tongue was dangerous then, it's much more dangerous now.